You're listening to your messianic Christian music alternative, Eagle Wings Online Radio.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Topic: Learning from the Old, Ready for the New. Document title: From Old to New, But God. From Old to New. I just closed the wrong document and lost 1.5 hours of work. How do you feel after something like that? 6 pages of text that was just a message in itself. I hadn't written a single word of scripture yet, but still, I was almost ready to deliver it to you. Of course, with all that babbling and no reference to scripture, the chance would exist that you would start to call me Joel. Yeah. And this is my first pun in this message too. There was no reading between the lines or jumps into mind-changing states of aha. No, just straightforward from the heart. I'm going to do my best to do this for you one more time then. However, let me start with a verse that has been really important to me this year, Joshua 24, 15, King James Version. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua had fought the battles, and the people again started to mumble and complain, drifting away from the very strict and regulated religion and faith in Yahweh into the faiths of the lands that they conquered and the faiths that they knew from the land in which they were taken, the gods of Egypt, the gods of whatever and whoever gives a hoot. Do go have some immoral fun, sacrifice a child here and there. And oh yes, let us just bring some gold to the temple and everybody is happy, especially the priests, pastors. Joshua, however, had faith in God, and had the leaders who were with him look back in retrospect, asking the questions: Who led you out of your darkness? Who let you out of your slavery? Who let you out of your poverty? Who led you into the light, into freedom, and into personal wealth? The God of your fathers in Egypt, or the gods of the Amorites? No, he said loudly, and I'll be saying it with him even louder. No, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The church too is your house. It is my house. Or in other words, it is our house. There are many churches that are not conservative, meaning they do not stand with the old time, never changing law of God, but they stand with the new adjustable and flexible law of God, which is so clear in the church of secular humanism. As we could see a couple of years ago with the news media and how they carried the news of then CNN news anchor, the English-born Piers Morgan, calling for a gay marriage amendment to the Bible. Even Rick Warren, the pastor of Saddleback Church, was tried and tested into this amendment. From the news outlets: If you believe that the Bible is the unerring word of God, then you know that it's absurd to suggest that it be amended based on the latest human fashion, which is what Warren explains. God is, after all, unchangeable, or he wouldn't be God at all. It would be equally absurd to think that anyone would base their faith on the amended product, a gospel according to Piers, if you will, unless people decided that Piers is either God himself or a new prophet, in which case he'd probably have a better gig. And if you don't think that the Bible is the unerring word of God, why would you care what's in it at all? December 27th, 2012, by Ed Morrissey. If we are looking back, we need to ask ourselves the question: How are we looking back? And secondly, on what are we looking back to, as held against what, for comparison? Lots of times, people take the ending of a year to look back in retrospect, lists of what happened and who died, got promoted, cheated on whom, and went to prison for what. A form of retrospect which is coated in melancholy and self-promotion, because of course we are still here, aren't we? We are not in prison, we have not cheated, and we do still have a job. What is melancholy? According to the dictionary, it is an habitual state of depression. Oh, okay, stop. An habitual state of depression means we are in a comfort zone with the demonic powers that are oppressing us into feelings of depression. Habitual is a recurring state which we call a habit, something we do because we know it and are familiar with it. So no way, Jose. Melancholy finally is described as an adjective of soberly thoughtful or pensive thoughts. Today we are looking back in a pensive manner at what has happened. Pensive, expressing or revealing thoughtfulness, usually marked by some sadness. We have gained members and listeners and we lost some. We have baptized people and we have lost some on immorality, addiction, and death. We have grown tremendously in our bury and search for scriptural truth, and our outreach has more than doubled. Financial contributions have grown, and unfortunately to say, personal active participation has dwindled a little. When we look back, however, we see that with Eagle Wings Charismatic Ministries International, we still have grown. We might again be with the same amount of people, but what has been accomplished has almost doubled. It is not measured in the numbers of the world, but in the numbers of the kingdom. When we as Christians look back onto something, we need to look back in a sober, meaning honest, truthful way. The glasses that we are wearing cannot be blue, pink, or black, but clear, showing truth in God's light. Ah, when we look at this and see that we have lost some people out of the church, or even worse, out of God's kingdom, then it is very simple to come into that state of melancholy instead of a pensive look back. As Christians, however, we are reminded how God is in control, how He grows us, the church, our family, our relationships, our lives. It made me think of a poem that many of us know, and some might even be able to recite it by heart. Most of the time, it is written as author unknown, but it has four original authors all claiming it as their own. This poem is called Footprints in the Sand. Footprints in the Sand. One night, I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints. Other times there was one set of footprints. This bothered me because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could see only one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, "You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there have only been one set of prints in the sand. Why, when I have needed you most, have you not been there for me?" The Lord replied, "The times when you have seen only one set of footprints is when I carried you." If we look back in that way, we see that it is good. We see who is in control. People came and people went. We trust in the Lord that they found a place where they can serve in a better position. We know that within our church, it was not for them to fill that place of ministry. God has greater plans. When somebody died in the arms of Jesus, we know they are in a better place, a place without illness, old age, or anything negative. When somebody backslid or was taken over by sin, we know that there was still something for them and God to deal with. For an addict, they just didn't find the lowest, deepest place yet, a place which they need to find, because that is the spot where they can only look up and where they will see the handshake of salvation that God offers. Lots of times when we, even as Christians, look back on things, we only see the negative. We see the discipline or the lack thereof that we received from our parents when we leave the house to stand on our own two feet, but then in retrospect, we see how much we have learned in one way or another. This is the same way when we look back on things with the clear glasses instead of the pink, blue, or black ones that we normally like to wear. When we wear the glasses that are clear, we do see it with the eyes of the Holy Spirit within us. We sang about it already. All things are possible, and have your way, two very important Christian attitudes. I pray that the growth you have received in the last year entails knowledge instead of plain faith. Oh yes, we need faith to accept Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13, King James Version. And I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, but my prayer is that this plain, childlike faith has been more than ever before replaced by the knowledge of knowing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. My prayer for the coming year is for that knowledge to be ingrained in your heart, so that when God's Spirit has found that place in your heart, that indeed all things will turn out for the better. That when you look back on hardship or bad times, you were never alone in it. God carried you over. Psalm 37:1, 9, Common English Bible. 37. Don't get upset over evildoers. Don't be jealous of those who do wrong. 2, because they will fade fast, like grass. They will wither like green vegetables. 3. Trust the Lord and do good. Live in the land and farm faithfulness. 4. Enjoy the Lord and He will give what your heart asks. 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust Him. He will act 6 and will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, your justice like high noon. 7. Be still before the Lord and wait for Him. Don't get upset when someone gets ahead, someone who invents evil schemes. 8. Let go of anger and leave rage behind. Don't get upset, it will only lead to evil. 9. Because evildoers will be eliminated, but those who hope in the Lord, they will possess the land. All this is in clear contrast to those who do not know truth. Truth is that which comes from our never-changing God. It is an absolute that stood the test of time and has shown righteousness in and through all. We, as conservative fundamental Christians, are sometimes seen as extreme or weird, but there is no frustration and question for our right and our wrong. This is all determined by a loving and righteous God. Frustration and doubt are reserved for those that adhere to that new religion, one world religion of secular humanism. Those looking back upon a year in melancholy will realize that it is all dark and gloom, and that those things of old are in need of change. This we saw in the past, for instance, with Piers Morgan, when he did his best to lure Rick Warren, pastor of Saddleback Church, into his homosexual agenda. We have indeed heard it a lot. This person died, and this person died. This one got divorced. This one is in jail. This one looks awful in a bikini. And this one gained 100 pounds. This one slept with that one. This person accepted bribes from so-and-so. This person was caught under the influence, and that one is caught with drugs. Which is all nothing compared to the horrible attacks from Hamas and other terrorist groups on God's people and the country of Israel. I Israel guy. However, on a personal level, for someone, it is far from your bed, and the other is personal. Shahalu, Shalom, Yisrael. In overall, the lists that we receive at the end of the year are filled with the highlights of the media, which are in general negative and filled with gloom and doom. God has something to say in His holy word about that too. Have your way in me, Lord, is what we sang together. Psalm 86 by David reads it like this. Psalm 86, 11, 13, Common English Bible. 11, teach me your way, Lord, so that I can walk in your truth. Make my heart focused only on honoring your name. 12, I give thanks to you, my Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever. 13, because your faithful love toward me is awesome, and because you've rescued my life from the lowest part of hell. When accepting this holy guidance, the Spirit of God will fuse with our spirit as promised by Jesus Himself. John 14:16, 18, Amplified Bible, 16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, and Standby, that he may remain with you forever. 17. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to its heart, because it does not see him, or know and recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. 18. I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, helpless. I will come back to you. Jesus made us this wonderful promise that helps us to see that whatever might come our way in the next year, that we are not standing at it alone, not as an individual, not as a church, not as a family. We are standing at the door of a new year with the promise and the Holy Comforter of God. John 14:25, 27, Amplified Bible. If I have told you these things while I am still with you, but the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance, everything I have told you. Peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. The world might throw rocks and insults at you, but God has saved you from eternal pain. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to save much people alive. Genesis 50:20. But God, be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah, 2 Chronicles 32:7-8. But God, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. But God, they gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. Psalm 94:21-22. But God, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah 48. But God, the nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind. Isaiah 17:13. But God, and Jesus said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men. But God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Luke 16:15. But God, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead. Acts 13:29-30. But God, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. But God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. 2 Corinthians 3:5. Whatever it is you look back on, God was there to help you. Did you accept his help? Whatever it is that you are looking forward to, God is there to help you. In all and after all, there is only one but for the new year. This one but is but God. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.